many times do we have to do this? How many times do we have to do this? The Minneapolis Catholic school shooter, transgender. The Nashville Christian school shooter, transgender. The Denver STEM school shooter, transgender. The Aberdeen shooter, you guessed it, transgender. The Philadelphia King-Sessing shooter, transgender. The Colorado Springs shooter, non-binary. Let's keep going. The Republican Party firebombing, gender fluid. The Colorado Tesla arsonist, you guessed it, transgender. The Colorado Springs shooter, non-binary. The Iowa school shooter, trans and gender fluid. The AMC movie theater stabber, you guessed it, transgender. The entire 8-man crew who tried to murder Border Patrol agents a month ago in Alvarez, Texas. Transgender Marxist cell. They were living in a commune of transgender men. Which is why the message yesterday, immediately, Lee, from Jacob Frey, who crashed that press conference, shoved everybody aside with his elbows, the first thing he said was not, we love the children, we wish they could be safe. It was, I've heard a lot of trans hate. We don't want to hate anybody. But we do want to look at connections. And the Democrats don't want you to look at those connections. The connections I just laid out that, by the way, Lee, nobody, if you get your news from the lamestream media, you have no idea about the vast majority of what I just read. You may know the Nashville shooter was transgender. They did their level best to keep us from figuring that out by hiding the manifesto, which we only know about because it eventually leaked out.
Right.
The FBI did what they do when the shooter is using exclusively Democrat Party talking points as if she or he recorded them from CNN just that morning. In their manifesto, they swooped in and grabbed it in violation of Freedom of Information Act laws. And this shooter, here's what's interesting about this. This shooter watched this. You can tell this person was inspired by Aubrey Hale. This is a copycat shooting. That was a Presbyterian school. This is a Catholic school. That's the only difference. You can tell there was the inspiration there, and you can tell that shooter studied those shootings. Besides, there's a lot of references to shooters in the manifesto that the shooter admired, studied it, noticed that Democrat law enforcement organizations always go in and get the manifesto, right? When it's embarrassing to Democrats. Now, if there's anything in there you could twist to look like this person's a MAGA shooter, then they put it out right away, immediately. It goes out to the public. But otherwise, so this person obviously knew, Lee, that this manifesto would be hidden by the Democrat Party and their police minions that answer to them. And this person put it on YouTube, page by page by page by page, knowing the Democrat Party's minions, you know, their police departments they control, they can't get the FBI to do it anymore, would come in and take it and hide it. He knew that because he'd studied it. And I'm just getting started today. What were you thinking yesterday when you saw this again?
Well, I watched some of that press conference, and what infuriated me was the political posturing that these politicians were doing with regard to this. I appreciated the law enforcement coming up there and, you know, talking about the details of what's happening. And you know, obviously there was some hesitancy to go into exact details that we have now. But I find it disgusting when these state and national politicians want to get up in front of the media when there is a local community that is suffering and having to deal with this situation. And I do want to comment on the comment that was made about weapons of war. If you go to war with a rifle, a shotgun, or a pistol, you are immediately going to be dead. You cannot participate in war with simply a rifle, a pistol, and a shotgun. And that's the Second Amendment thing that irritated me, but the biggest thing was just these politicians getting up there while you have two dead children and you have parents who are suffering through that they will never recover from, and you have these other families that are dealing with critically injured children and adults as a result of this action here, which was the action of a crazed, mentally unstable individual. End of story.
And kind of in the beginning, it's kind of the beginning of the story too, though, because what do we have? We have another transgender shooter.
Oh, the pattern continues. But the liberal media will say, pattern? What pattern? There's no pattern here.
I finally heard somebody say it this morning, what I say every time one of these happens. I said it last night. Get the toxicology report. I want to know one thing. Were they on cross-sex hormones?
That's an excellent
point. That's what
Tara.
I want.
Tara,
I want it.
That is an excellent point.
Do you know who we still don't have it on? This is crazy. Aubrey Hale. I'm here to tell you, as a person who operated weekly in the Freedom of Information Act zone as a crime reporter, I would find the best stories by going to the coroner and I would pull all their autopsies.
I'll bet that Indian driver that killed the three people in Florida had a toxicology report.
I bet he did. I bet he did. Here's the whole thing. Here's the whole thing. You go pull it from the coroner, okay? They have to do it. They're going to do it on the shooter. They will. They did it on Aubrey Hale. I guarantee you. It's never been released. I've been looking for it for two years now? I've been looking for that tox report. It's amazing that's still withheld because that is the heart of free information. I know that. In Charlotte, I would go pull it every single week, just looking for stories, and I would look at the autopsy report. It would come out within days, and then I'd look at the tox side of it, which usually in the two to three pages in every single time. Let me tell you what's going to happen in Minneapolis because they control the coroner and they control the police. You're not going to see a toxicology report. I'm going to look for it for the next 2 years for this one too. And I want to know one thing. I want to know about the cross-sex hormones. Let me tell you why. If you do an interesting thing this morning, if you go on even Google, as censored as it is, because Google has that deal with the European Union that they'll censor for them. We know that from Elon Musk telling us that. Even Google admits when you ask, do cross-sex hormones cause schizophrenia-like symptoms? Or you could put it in another way, psychosis. Here's what you'll get. You'll get the Pravda-style blah, blah. While gender-affirming hormone therapy itself does not directly cause schizophrenia, comma, fluctuations in sex hormones and pre-existing vulnerabilities, quote, can play a role in the onset or exacerbation of psychosis. Even Google admits it. And if you'd like to see a screenshot, I put it up helpfully right there on my ex account. Now, they have to say the blah, blah disclaimer, gender-affirming care generally improves mental health outcomes for transgender individuals. We know that's a lie. But they even admit on Google, as heavily censored as it is, psychosis and schizophrenia-like symptoms. Now, look what else is trending on X right now. Demonic possession. Why? This guy is describing what sounds like demonic possession. Only he and the Lord know. Yeah. But if you read the way he felt, classic psychosis. I want to know if this guy was on cross-sex hormones. Here's what he writes. This is what got everybody talking. This is translated from Russian. I feel like there is some kind of God or higher force controlling me. I sometimes notice how I suddenly start writing things that I don't even think of myself. It's as if someone is putting these thoughts in my head. I used to think that all of this was nonsense, but now I'm not sure. Maybe this is really some kind of higher mind that communicates with me this way. I often notice how my body does things automatically as if by itself. I can just walk down the street and suddenly realize I don't even remember how I got there. It scares me, but at the same time makes me curious. Maybe people are all controlled like this by some God or higher force, but they don't notice it. Maybe I am the only one who has noticed it. This start when you started taking the cross-sex hormones? Is that when that started? Listen to this. For women, think Aubrey Hale, right? Nashville shooter. We still don't know if she's on cross-sex hormones, right? She looks a lot more masculine than she used to when she was pretty in those pictures, right? I mean, you could tell that her face, she's taking those hormones. We just don't know if she's still on them. For women, when you decrease the estrogen level by putting in male hormones, Google will tell you, Lee, that can trip psychosis in women. Delusions. schizophrenia-like symptoms. In men, it happens when you take the cross-sex hormones, the estrogen, right? And then you stop. When you stop, it trips psychosis. Again, my source is Google. It's up on my X feed. Read it or Google it for yourself. This is right there for anyone who wants to see it. The Democrats know it is. They want to continue sterilizing children with chemical hormones. And so they lie. What are they doing? They're diverting every way. Don't pray. Look at the guns. Look everywhere. Don't talk about the trans community. Yeah, I want to have a conversation about cross-sex hormones. I want to have that conversation. I want to have a conversation about whether, you know what? I'm not a gun banner. You're on cross-sex hormones. You should not have a gun. I'd vote for that legislation. You want to take cross-sex hormones? No gun purchase. None. Because it does this. And they want to pretend it doesn't, but they know it does. It's right there on Google. See, this is the lie. Now we're going to do it again. And Lee, I'm telling you, ask me, just remind me, ask me a year from now, ask me 2 years from now, there will be no toxicology report. There will be none. Even though freedom of information law absolutely covers a toxicology report. Why? Because your tax dollars pay for the coroner's office. They have to give you every single finding or you can sue. But somehow we will never see a toxicology report. Count on it. I'd bet my 401k double or nothing on it. And I'm going to be right on this too. We still haven't seen Audrey Hales. We never will. I just wonder how Democrats arrange these things. They've got their evil little fingers in everything. But God forbid we have a real debate on anything in this country. And why can't we? Because they'd lose.